This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Barry Stephen Holland. Date of birth, April the 8th, 1970. Case ID number 560-6162. Date of exam, June the 22nd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Corpus Christi Medical Center, dated 3/7/22, comma, 7/2/21, comma, and 5/24/21. Identifying information, this is a 53-year-old divorced male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis, comma, toe amputations with necrosis of the distal toe, comma, chronic back pain, comma, and memory loss. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2022, where he did remodeling for 10 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a townhouse with his mother and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, cerebral vascular accident / stroke with left hemiparesis / plasia. Number two, right foot partial amputation with cellulitis of the first and second toe of the left foot and necrosis. Number three, chronic back pain, and number four, memory loss. History of allegations. Number one, cerebral vascular accident / stroke with left hemiparesis / plasia and memory loss. The claimant states that on July the 6th, 2021, he presented himself to Doctors Regional Hospital for 4 days after being diagnosed with a cerebral vascular accident. The claimant does have a history of multiple concussions in the past. MRI revealed that the claimant had a pontine infarct, intracranial stenosis of the basilar artery, and some blood infarct was noted. He presented with left hemiparesis / plasia, decreased balance, blurred vision, and diplopia, slurred speech, comma, change in mental status with memory loss, and decrease in extraocular movements. His residual symptoms include mild left hemiparesis, comma, decreased balance, comma, mild dizziness, comma, but normal vision. His speech has recovered, and he still has mild memory loss, but it has improved. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb 4 steps, comma, but unable to use a cane or walker. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. At the present time, he is on aspirin 81 milligrams QD and states that he had no surgeries for his cerebral vascular accident. He was diagnosed with an intracranial stenosis of the basilar artery and a pontine infarct, which is stable at this time, and also with mild left hemiparesis with mild memory loss. His condition appears to be better and stable at this time. Allegation number two, toe amputations. The claimant states that in 2021, he was diagnosed with necrosis of the first three toes of his right foot, which did not heal, and eventually he had to have a amputation of the first three digits of his toes, resulting in recovery from necrosis and cellulitis. He eventually, at the present time, the claimant's first and second toes appear to be infected with cellulitis, and the second toe appears to have necrosis. He is being treated for this condition, but does not appear to be recovering from it. The claimant states he has symptoms of swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, climb four steps, squat, and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he presented with, and his doctor is Dr. Merriman. The only medication that the claimant takes is methylcarbamol, 500 milligrams QID, for muscle spasms, which does give some relief. The claimant states his physical activity includes walking the dog and doing minimal walking around the house. Allegation number three, chronic back pain. The claimant states that in 1996, he was in a motor vehicle accident and sustained a lumbar sacral back injury. He states the character of the pain is an aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his left leg. No surgeries were performed, and he was diagnosed with lumbago and some left-sided sciatica pain. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 40 pounds above his head and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses. His daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking the dog. His physician, as noted earlier, is Dr. Merriman. He denies seeing a chiropractor, but did receive 2 months of physical therapy for his back. At the present time, he's on methylcarbamol, 500 milligrams QID, which does give him some relief. He was diagnosed with lumbago with left sciatic nerve pain. His condition at this time is stable. Family history. His father had multiple skin cancers. He died at the age of 83 from leukemia. His mother is 81 and in good health, but she does suffer from chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Medications, glipizide, 10 milligrams QD, amlodipine, 10 milligrams QD, lisinopril/hydrochlorothiazide, 20 milligrams/12.5 milligrams QD, methylcarbamol, 500 milligrams QID, aspirin, 81 milligrams QD, and atorvastatin, 80 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, right shoulder pain, osteoarthritis, cerebral vascular accident with left hemiparesis/plegia, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, lumbar sacral back pain, dyslipidemia, history of right first, second, and third toe amputation, hernia repair in 2013, comma. Knee procedure on the left leg in 1990 and 1997 for a torn ligament and for a meniscal tear. Appendectomy in 2018. History of left wrist surgery in 1997. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of smoking for 30 years, two beers per day, and states that on the weekends he would usually get drunk. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant states he used marijuana, cocaine, and crack, but states that he has not used them since 2013. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.0 Fahrenheit, weight 282 pounds, height 6 feet 3 inches, BP 138 over 85 mmHg, heart rate 105 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 95, BMI 35, general. This is a ...53-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. Could you drop down to extremities? The claimant had clubbing and cyanosis of all fingers, and the claimant appeared to be somewhat anemic by physical exam. No ulcers or veins were noted, but the claimant did have some mild pinning edema, and he does have necrosis and gangrene of two toes on the left side. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. Skin, the claimant has a small necrotic ulcer on the second toe on the left foot, which is being treated at this time. Could you drop down to Sarah Beller? The claimant's gait was slow, steady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had no palpable muscle spasms or tenderness, except on his foot area where he appears to have cellulitis and decreased circulation of both feet. He also has decreased circulation of both of his hands. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the foot area, where the claimant has an amputation of the right foot. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting and supine position was normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant did have difficulty in walking on his heels and walking on his toes, but was able to walk on his heels. The claimant is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2-12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense, especially for the foot area on both feet. There is no evidence of muscle wasting or muscle spasm. Muscle strength was +5/5 for the upper extremities and +4/5 for the lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the toes and where the claimant has a right foot amputation. He is able to heel walk and tandem walk fairly normal, but he cannot walk on his toes secondary to the infections and the amputation. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. However, the claimant does have clubbing of all fingers and cyanosis. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations but does have some mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to mild left hemiparesis and difficulty with his feet. Probable diagnoses: number one, cerebral vascular accident / stroke with left hemiparesis / plegia - mild hemiparesis noted at this time. Normal physical exam. The claimant does have some mild weakness, but it's minimal. Allegation number two, toe amputation with necrosis of distal toe on the left foot, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has the first three toes amputated on the right foot, and on the left toe, on left foot, he has the first and second toes with cellulitis and necrosis. Number three, chronic back pain - lumbago with mild left sciatic pain, normal physical exam. Number four, memory loss, mild. The claimant appears to have recovered from his problems with memory loss at this time and appears to be recovering from his stroke. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Barry Stephen Holland.